Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Yeah, that's right. Welcome back in, Houston. Clint Sterner. I am Ron, the show Hughley, filling in. They let me back in, and I'm happy to be here, and this is crazy. I bet you this may be the first time you guys have had a show in weeks where the Houston Astros haven't been mentioned 30 minutes into the show.
You're exactly right, brother. You are exactly right. Hell, there was about a week's worth of every segment was them Astros, man. It was unfortunate because nobody ever wants to have to go through this in the city of Houston. You never have to want to come to grips with the fact that your team cheated. You don't ever want to come to grips with the fact that the owner really struggled through a press conference that I think he pretty much put together, orchestrated. But they got by. They got through their apology tour. They're getting ready to play ball tomorrow, my man. They're getting ready to play ball tomorrow at 5:00. So as most adversity, time is the only way to get through it. So we're fighting, baby.
Well, let's do it, man. Let's get the latest here going down here. Let's head to West Palm Beach in spring training. Let's hit Adam Spolin, reporter for Sports Radio 610, presented by Texas Bay Credit Union. Adam, there's a lot going on today. Tony Clark came and spoke to the media today. What's the latest of everything going on down there?
Well, so Tony Clark met with the Astros. He was actually in the clubhouse for an hour. He was in there while the media was in there this morning. And then they had a closed-door meeting with the Astros players. Tony Clark is the executive director of the Players Association and everyone that works under him. They met in the Astros clubhouse with the players for about 3 hours. It wasn't supposed to go that long. It was only supposed to go till about 10:30. It went till 12 o'clock. They talked a lot. I mean, Tony Clark wouldn't get into everything that they got into. But some of what Tony Clark said is that in talking with these Astros players, he wouldn't say that they're angry at how things have played out over the last couple of weeks and how the treatment that the Astros have gotten from fellow union members, but they were focused in the meeting and they were passionate. And I do believe that there's some frustration on the Astros side with the way that they've been attacked. I mean, you have guys within the union who are essentially threatening violence upon Astros players for what they did with the sign-stealing scheme. I think the Astros have been frustrated by that. Tony Clark was asked if Astros players have been getting threats. He really wouldn't answer that too much. But then Josh Reddick, not too long ago, did say that he has been getting death threats. And people on social media have been saying that I hope your infant children get cancer. So some stuff has really kicked up. Obviously, it's tense. I mean, that's part of social media. That's part of fandom, unfortunately. And the Astros are feeling that right now.
How much do you get from Tony Clark as disappointment in the fact that some of the other players have done, particularly in the media, obviously? And I mean, did he speak directly to any of that, or did you pull anything from his comments about that?
Tony Clark would not express any sort of disappointment or dissatisfaction with anyone, whether it was the Astros for what they did, whether it's players from around the league with how they've reacted to it. Tony Clark was very emphatic in saying, I represent everyone. I represent every single player. We're going to have the backs of every single player. And that was really the point that he kept on trying to make. So I don't know behind closed doors if Tony Clark is going around, because Tony Clark is visiting with every team in Major League Baseball, if he's trying to tamp this down a little bit. But I imagine that when you hear some of the stuff that you hear from Josh Reddick, and Reddick said that he's not the only guy that's been getting death threats, but you know, with the way that players from around baseball have been reacting and just the words that they've used, it's not a big surprise that this reaction has come. And I do think that Tony Clark would probably like to see this tamped down a little bit.
What about the actual addressing of the way technology exists and has been used in Major League Baseball? I know he spoke extensively on that. What'd you take from his opinions, or I guess is more of an update on how they're addressing technology?
You know, I've listened to it a couple times, and I'm still not entirely sure what he's trying to get at. You know, technology has obviously, it's taken over the game, and it's changed the way that players are perceived, and not just with the sign stealing stuff, but players are evaluated based on the technology, based on Rapsodo, some of the pitching stuff, TrackMan. This has changed baseball. So he did say that they have talked about replay rooms and how that impacts the game, and how replay rooms should probably not be as close to the dugout and the clubhouse as they are. That's really all that he seemed to get into with that.
Adam Spoelein, a reporter for Sports Radio 610, is on the ground in West Palm Beach. Adam, I just wanted to get back to, we heard from Tony Clark and heard what he was thought. Where are the Astros players? What's the feeling you get from them? Have they reached a place of annoyance yet with everything that people are saying? Because they've played it to a point being pretty humble, defending themselves, but being pretty humble and understanding, like, all right, we kind of got to take this. Are they getting to a point, do you get a feeling they're getting to a point where they want to see, where they're a little tired of this?
You know, I brought this up a couple of days ago. They have MLB Network. You know, they have some 10 TVs in the clubhouse in West Palm Beach in their complex. And one of the TVs, most of the TVs are turned off, but one of the TVs is always turned on to MLB Network. And obviously MLB Network is seemingly going wall to wall on Astros coverage. And so they were showing a segment with, I think it was Aaron Judge and the Yankees just ripping the Astros apart. And one Astros player just had enough. He went over to the TV, grabbed the remote control, flipped it off, and walked out of the room. So I do think that they are annoyed. I do think that they feel like they're under attack. Now, some of this is their own fault, but I do think that they are hoping at some point that this dies down, at least within their own players. They know they're going to hear it from fans. They know they'll hear it from the media. But I think that they are hoping, especially because they know that teams out there probably aren't clean. They know that teams out there probably did some stuff that maybe not quite to the extent that they did, but teams are doing some shady stuff. So I do think there's almost the pot calling the kettle black at certain points. And if more stuff comes out, if more teams get involved, I imagine the Astros will enjoy that a little bit.
Sports Radio 610 reporter Adam Spoelein joining us from West Palm. Is it beach?
Yeah, West Palm.
Is it beach or springs? You're in Florida, right?
Yeah, it's cold today, Clint. It's in the 60s. It's raining. It's windy. And that has impacted the Astros schedule. Justin Verlander was supposed to throw a live BP today. He did not. They pushed that back to tomorrow. It's supposed to be cold tomorrow as well, and that will impact some of the guys that you see on the field for the spring training opener. Dusty Baker pretty much said none of the regulars are going to play tomorrow. You might see a couple of regulars in there, though, on Sunday.
Hey, what about Lance McCullers? I know I believe I saw that he threw a pen today. Did you get a chance to take a peek at him? And if so, how'd he look?
So he did throw. So he was scheduled, like Verlander, to throw a live BP. And I went up to and asked him about the weather, if that would impact him. And he said, no, I'm throwing no matter what. And he did throw a short bullpen today. I had a long conversation with McCullers before he threw his bullpen, because, and it was one of the things that I wanted to get to when I was here, was just to talk about the rehab process. Because I don't think people quite understand just how extensive and just the mental toll that coming back from Tommy John surgery really takes on a guy. And so he got pretty in depth with me about that, how it's a 13-month it's a 13-month rehab. The first part of it, you can't do anything. I mean, you're a pitcher, you can't do anything. And he said he really didn't even have feeling in his arm and in his hand at the beginning of it. And he's a guy sitting at the time, he's 25 years old, and he's concerned that his career might be over really before it even got started. So he's had to overcome that. and he's really looking forward to getting back out on the mound. And it was interesting, too. I think everybody knew this, but Lance McCullers was pitching with a torn UCL in the playoffs in 2018. He didn't really necessarily sacrifice, but you know, he was pitching through a lot of pain, and it spoke to the character, and it spoke to the respect that the players in the Astros clubhouse have for him and how much everyone is rooting for him to come back and have a really good year this season.
That's Adam Spolane, reporter for Sports Radio 610, presented by Texas Bay Credit Union, coming to you straight from West Palm Beach, Astros spring training. Adam, man, we appreciate you once again, brother. You guys killed it. I know you've been away from home for a while down there covering the Astros, and we wouldn't have been able to do it without you, man. We appreciate you taking the time.
Thanks, Ben. I'm looking forward to getting home.
I bet you are, man. Be good. Safe travels, my man.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, that's Adam. And he's not – like I talked about the Astros. I feel like Astros players are getting annoyed by this. I know the fans are. Clint, I feel like you are.
Yeah.
I feel like you get
I'm extremely annoyed with the level of ignorance around a topic. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not a guy that goes and get – I'm not a numbers guy. Like, don't throw a bunch of stats at me. If you want to do it every now and then, that's fine. But every time that we have a conversation, if you're going to throw a guy's number line at me, then I have a hard time. There's so many variables there. If I'm gonna comment aggressively about a particular person or a team or an incident, then I'm gonna at least go find the bones of it. You know what I mean? I'm at least go get the gist of what the hell's going on. And just the ignorance around this particular topic for me, man, is mind blowing. So yeah, a little bit annoyed. Annoyed is a good term.
And you're not saying that the Astros are not deserving of a lot of the stuff they're getting. They did what they did.
Hey, Ron, look, the threats that we just talked, I think it's unfortunate.
That's ridiculous.
And I do think it's ridiculous, but you know what? What they put themselves in a position to have to deal with extreme situations like that, and extreme situations that our world in 2020 will throw at you if you're found guilty of doing these kind of things. And so, no, the Astros put themselves in this position. There ain't no doubt about it. They're guilty as hell. They're taking it on the chin. I respect the way a number of players have answered the bell and stood up to the criticism and at times punched back a little bit. I can appreciate that. There's no doubt about it. But just the level of ignorance around it in certain scenarios that most of the time involve adults making decisions or adults not being able to wrap their head around the scenario in a mature way. It just blows my mind, man.
Yeah, the I know we were talking about it earlier. These little league teams, leagues that are not going to use the Astros anymore.
Yeah,
yeah, we're not going to. Come on now.
As an adult, like if your response if your response is to pull the name off the jersey of a kid or kids because of what's going on, you missed the boat. You're missing the forest for the trees, man. And maybe I'm cut from a little different cloth when it comes to dealing. I've done a lot of coaching in my time. I welcome adversity, right? This is a perfect opportunity to use what the Astros went through in a very constructive manner to teach kids, yeah, cheating's a bad thing. It's a bad deal, right? But on the flip side of it, there's positives that you can teach these kids of forgiving and forgetting and standing up to adversity and the value of apologizing genuinely and sincerely. There's just a lot that you can do with other individuals and other teams' adversity rather than teach a kid and a group of kids, oh, we're just going to throw these guys to the side because they made a mistake. To think that adults think that it's appropriate at this time. If you want to do it, do it. That's fine. If you don't want your kid wearing an Astros jersey, that's fine. But you want to come out and you want to make it official that you're not going to allow your league to include the Astros because of what happened. To me, I understand why they're doing what they're doing. But to me, it's just a little bit of a stretch and it's out of line.
Yeah, I don't understand. I don't know how people can get into a room and no one say, you don't think this is a little too far?
Right.
You don't think this is a little too much, guys? Yes. Come on, man. Let's go.
It's happening in California. It's happening in Pennsylvania. It's happening in New York. Here's my deal. Is those same parents, those same adults that are making them decisions, they're okay with letting them wear a jersey that the players may have broke a home run record using steroids.
Well, what team is Aroldis Chapman on?
Right, Yankees.
He likes to put his hands on women. They could still wear the Yankees jersey.
Yeah, they got them Yankees jerseys running everywhere, don't they?
Let's calm down, man. They stole some signs. I mean, when you said they get what they deserve, maybe ridicule from other players, even the conversation of maybe their championships being taken, but death threats to Josh Reddick, talking about unborn children and Little League saying, we're not going to have the Astros. As you know, that's completely over the top.
Yeah, it's silly. I can't use a more disrespectful term than silly. If you're silly, then I can't understand what in the hell you're thinking. Like if we get five guys in the building and we sit around this studio table right here and we go, hey man, we got this Little League season coming up and we got 10 teams, but man, we're not gonna have an Astros team anymore just because of what's going on. And nobody around that table looks up and goes, hey Stern, how about the fact that old Chapman likes to beat on women? We're gonna pull the Yankees jerseys too?
Yeah.
The fact that nobody says that, Ron, to me, is a problem. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
No, it's
silly.
It's silly. It's over the top and silly. All right, I just want to switch gears real quick because in better news, there was a big win. I get against the depleted Golden State Warriors, but the Rockets got a big win, showing once again this new small ball. And I'm telling you, Clint, I didn't know how that was going to go. I didn't know if it was sustainable, and I'm not going to say that it is. It's still not that long, but again, they go out and put together a dominating performance, win by 30-plus, and their stars seem to be a little bit more, well, at least Russ, a little bit more efficient. Again, you don't want to go too crazy because it's the Warriors who aren't really the Warriors. But still, you go on the road and win by 35 or 30 points. That's an impressive performance.
Well, I think, Show, when you watch the Rockets, the NBA is a lot like Major League Baseball, where when you watch them throughout the season, you don't want to get too carried away on analyzing every damn game because a lot can happen on a Tuesday that will change by a Saturday or by a Friday. So it's you don't want to get too caught up in game to game. But where the Rockets sit right now, it is a matter of convincing themselves, nobody else. You don't need to convince the media. You don't need to convince the rest of the NBA. But convincing yourself that the style of ball that you're playing is going to give you a chance. And one, what's so beautiful about the Rockets is that, yeah, the opponent was somebody they should have beaten. Hell, they beat them by 35. That's what you should have done, right? I ain't gonna give you credit for winning by 35. It's what you should have done. But the beautiful thing is the way in which they did it, Show, is when you watch this team, they're clearly bought in to playing defense and playing good defense. It's an unorthodox style of defense because you got a bunch of 6'8" and lowers, shorters in the game. So it's unconventional. It's a little bit backwards, but it's no doubt about it. They are bought in to playing defense. If they throw a big at you, they're doubling that guy. They're finding ways to attack the ball before he gets it above his head and gets it at the rim. They also have shown the ability, the willingness to collapse and then extend back to the perimeter and defend shots up there. Their ability to pass off on defense is unbelievably good to this point. And so when you talk about where the Rockets are, Show, is for them, most of the time this would be just a stroll in the park, get through the NBA regular season. But for them, it's about convincing, putting one more game in the books to where – you're playing a convincing style of small ball, and last night was a step in the right direction, brother.
You talked about the defense. The biggest thing for them, and we talked about it a few weeks ago, was, man, you thought they would be a team that would play harder and be more aggressive once they got Russell Westbrook, and you weren't seeing that. And with this move, man, you're right. They are flying around in passing lanes. whatever, because they got to. And I think it forced them to do that, and they had to do something to shake that up.
Hey, show, the style of ball they're playing demands that they do that. The fact that everything's built around Russell Westbrook now demands them to do that. His mentality is contagious, man. And so I just love the direction they're going in. I hate when I hear guys talk about, well, you know, if they don't shoot 57%, that small ball ain't going to work. Well, you know what? If them damn Lakers go to play somebody in AD, if he's having an off night and he ain't putting up 25+, it's going to be a tough night at the office, even with LeBron. It's going to be a if them Bucks go play somewhere and Giannis has a tough night, it's going to be a tough night for Milwaukee. Right, so save all the well. If the Rockets don't shoot it that well, that's what they do. That's their identity. Every team in this league, if their identity isn't on point and performing at a high level, then they're gonna struggle.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.